Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So everything's going great in their relationship up until he steals about $10,000 from her, and that's where the story begins.
Oh, God. Yeah, my family friend found out her ex was breaking up with her when she came home and one day saw that he'd ran off with her dog, her car, and $10,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Right, wait, let's put these in. Let's rank these. Which hurts more?
The dog. That's what she said, too. She's like, I could care less about the money.
And then the car.
Replace the dog.
And then the money.
What kind of car?
It was.
That's a good question. That's fair.
I think it was like a Subaru Outback.
Oh, yeah.
$10,000.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It wasn't like an Aston Martin or anything. So if there's one thing my family's going to do is we're going to gossip. And I have, when it comes to family, friends and stuff, I feel like they're ongoing storylines in my life. Like I'll come home and I'm like, Mom, what's going on with this girl? Like what's going on with her boyfriend? And she'll give me the tea on her friend's daughter and people that I grew up with. And so this is the perfect case of that. So I grew up with this girl. We were never like friends, but we knew of each other. She had a sister my age and my mom is really close friends with one of her guardians. So I'm coming home and she was like, hey, remember, Jill, she's been dating that guy for 2 years. Well, actually, they had to run off to Oregon because her boyfriend, he like took off with all this money and her car and her dog. And that's where they are right now. I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
So he fled to Oregon?
He fled to, it was Oregon or one of those states on the other side of the country. Could have been Washington, Wyoming.
We're going to lump them all together.
Somewhere in the Pacific Northeast.
Yeah. And I come home like a week later, the next semester from college. And I'm like, hey, you never really gave me an ending to that story. What happened? And she goes, oh, well, they broke up. And I was like, no, that's not good enough. So I never really got the full story as to what happened. So I called her up for my podcast. And I was like, I really want you to tell me the full details of what happened.
And for those that don't know, Abby has a podcast called The Breakup Breakdown, which is all about these dramatic stories of breaking up, which is on the Pioneer Network, which I own. Have to say that legally.
Yes. And so she gets on the podcast with me and she said, yeah, it was pretty normal. We were living together. They'd been together for 2 years at this point. And one day she had to go in for training for work. As for context, she normally worked from home. She had a remote job and he had just started this other job that he had to leave occasionally for. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to drop this dog off at doggy daycare. It'll be fine. And then things will go back to normal the next day. So she goes off to her job training. She's doing her thing. She thinks everything at home is fine. She's thinking that her dog is off at doggy daycare. And so she's thinking, you know, I really miss my dog. I'd actually like to see my dog right now. I'm going to go to the monitor online because sometimes you can watch your dog at doggy daycare if they're doing their thing. And so she looks at the monitor and she goes, little Sparky's not on the monitor. I wonder what's going on. So she calls up the doggy daycare place and she says, hey, I'm kind of concerned. I don't see Sparky. I normally see him running around with the other dogs. And the front office person goes, well, Sparky was never dropped off. And she goes, what do you mean? She goes, well, we know your boyfriend. Sparky is not here. Your boyfriend didn't drop him off here. Maybe it was another doggy daycare place. She goes, Taylor wouldn't do that. And so she immediately leaves job training. She goes home. She's freaking out. And when she gets there, she sees that the car that they shared and co-signed in their driveway, gone. TV, gone. A bunch of his stuff, gone. The dog, gone. And then she says, I don't know why, but I wanted to check my bank account.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Because
no.
They also shared a credit card. looks at her bank account, $10,000 gone. So she calls up the dude and she says, hey, what's going on?
Any answer?
Any answers?
Wow. Now would be a good time to ghost.
Now would be a good time to ghost.
This is the only time.
Right. Yes.
If we're going to endorse ghosting, this is the time.
So he answers the call and this fool, he says, oh, I just needed a break.
What?
And you got to take the TV on with you on this break?
I was like, that's one hell of a break, buddy. So she's freaking out. She plots this plan with her guardian and her uncle, who's a private investigator. And she basically had to pretend to still be in love with this guy so he wouldn't get suspicious when she flew out to Wyoming or whatever state she went to. I don't know. One of those. California, Hawaii. And so she ends up plotting this whole scheme to where she's like, you know what? I'm going to show up. I'm going to pretend like we're still in love. We'll go to a restaurant and then we'll get the dog cornered somewhere outside to where the private investigator can zoom by, Jesus. Get the car and run. So they fly off to Fiji and or Hawaii, wherever they are. and she sees him. She kisses him. She acts like everything is fine. And then she says, you know, I'm really hungry. We'd love to go out to lunch somewhere. So they go out to lunch. It's February. It is freezing. That's why I mentioned Oregon, because it was a very cold state. It is freezing outside. They're sitting on the patio. They've got the dog. They've got the boyfriend. And she convinces him to go inside at some point. She's can you go inside? Can you, you know, check with the waiter? I need a new Coke Zero or something like that. So he goes inside. And meanwhile, she has stolen his keys or her keys, but from like his pocket or whatever, or he gave them to her at some point. The private investigator is sitting in the parking lot, damn, ready to go. As he's walking inside, she grabs the keys, grabs the dog, runs off and gets into the Subaru Outback with her guardian. They hop in this car and zoom off. Now he's the boyfriend is all like notice. He sees what's happening.
Yeah,
he's
sure.
Running after the car and he calls her. And she said, ha, I'm running off. I got the car and the dog, loser. And he goes, well, that's really funny because check the center console. So she opens up the center console and there's hella drugs in there.
Oh, what the heck?
Hella drugs. So now she's freaking out because she's speeding down the road. She's thinking she's going to get pulled over with all of these substances in the center console. So she pulls over to a 7-Eleven and dumps them in a trash can. Some person had a field day, I'm sure, when they found that. But she runs off. The private investigator's following them. He ends up making a bunch of other like loose threats. But long story short, she got the dog back and now she's fine.
And the Subaru Outback.
And the Subaru Outback.
Wow.
Damn.
I know.
It's a real life.
Real life.
This kind of drama happens in real life, man.
It's crazy. And I mean, this is just a normal person. These aren't like crazy randos.
No, they're not normal people.
I mean, she's
do not
very
set the tone that these are normal people.
She's objectively pretty normal. But if you want to listen to it, season 2, episode 1 of my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown. The Burt Show.